Blog Talk Radio.
Brought your burdens, brought your pain, but I have a message for you today, that when you leave here, won't be the into your position. Look at you, there's been no change in your condition. Reach out and touch the master's robe. There's healing for your mind. Oh, your body and hallelujah. God can heal.
God can heal.
Oh, yeah.
He can heal.
And he can mend a broken.
He can mend your broken head.
He has
a miracle.
About the situation, but with every test and every trial, there is revelation that God is able to supply every one of your needs. He's here to touch and heal you. That you'll have your healing. Once God works a miracle to fit your needs, go tell the world, oh, what you have received. Hallelujah.
Lord,
for the good of them that love the Lord. Called according to his purpose, thank you, Lord. Right where you are. Come on and tell them. Come on right now. Can you stand to your feet? And just enter in right now. Come on. Just open up your mouths and begin to enter into his presence. I'm a living witness of what worship can do for somebody. Come on. That's it. Just open up your mouth and just love him right now. Hallelujah. We bless your name, God. That's it. Come on, come on. Worship him tonight. I need some worshipers in here. That's it. Come on. I need some worshipers in here tonight. In spite of everything that I've been through, in spite of every test, of every trial, been stripped, been lied on, been cheated on, been broke, I'm still here. Come on, come on, come on. Enter in. Come on, come on. We enter in. We enter in. We enter in. We enter in, we enter in. Come on, I need some people who know how to worship him. We enter in, and we receive, your joy. Tonight, we enter in, oh yeah, we enter in, we enter in, we come into your gates with thanksgiving tonight, we enter into your courts with praise, Lord. We come to bless your holy name, Lord. Come on, somebody help me worship him tonight. Come on, come on, come on. We enter in. We enter in. We enter in. We enter in. Somebody help me worship him tonight. Come on. We enter in tonight. Come on, I need some worshipers in here tonight. Come on, come on. We didn't come to play church. We didn't come here to look at nobody. We come here to bless the name of Jesus. We enter in. My heart, my mind. The one to put me away. Society gave up on me. Nobody trusted me. Nobody believed in me. But God held on to me. Yes, he did. Yes, he did. I got to breathe.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, let's give God some praise on today. Come on, open up your mouth and just thank him right now. Come on into here without faith. Come on, surrender all over, withholding nothing right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Come on, let's praise the Lord according to Psalm 150, amen. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in his mighty firmament, amen. Praise him for his mighty acts. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Praise him with the sounds of the trumpet. Praise him with the tremble and dance. Praise him with string instruments and flutes up. Praise him with loud cymbals up. Praise him with clashing cymbals up. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Come on, let's praise him on today. Come on, let's thank God for today. For this is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Come on, hallelujah, hallelujah. Know that you are a child of God, amen, hallelujah. That you're saved by grace. Come on, let's give God some praise for all that he's done, all that he's doing, and all that he's about to do in your life and the life of your family. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, praise the Lord, oh my soul. Hallelujah, while we live, let us praise the Lord. We will sing praises to our God while we have our being. Amen. Do not put your trust in man. Amen. Hallelujah. In whom there is no help. His spirit departs. He returns to his earth. Amen. In that very day, his plans are perished. Amen. Happy is he who, hallelujah, has the God of Jacob for his help, whose help is in the Lord his God, who made heaven and earth, the sea and all that is in them, amen, who keeps them true forever, amen, hallelujah, who execute justice for the oppressed, who gives food to the hungry. The Lord gives freedom to the prisoners, amen. Come on, let's just give God some praise on today, for he's worthy of our praise, amen. Hallelujah. Rekababa Shataya. Oh God, have your way right now, oh Lord. Lord, we just want to say thank you, Lord. Oh Father God, we thank you, oh God, for remembering us on today and those in our family. We thank you, oh God, hallelujah, it's you, oh God, that send your warring angel, oh God, to go before us, preparing a way up, making every crooked path straight, amen, hallelujah, it's moving up every rough path. Lord, we can't thank you enough, oh God, for the life, health, and strength of our mothers, the life, health, the strength of our fathers, the life, health, and strength of our children, the life, health, and strength of our children's children's children, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ, the life, health, and strength of our brothers and sisters, our aunts and uncles and cousins, near and far, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and those that are part of our church family, oh God, Lord, we just want to say thank you. We thank you, oh God, for new mercy and new grace, amen. We thank you for the lying down and the raising up this morning, amen. We thank you for restoring our soul and those in our family, oh God. We thank you for every beat of our hearts and every breath that we take. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we thank you, God, that we can decree a thing in this life. And it shall be established. Amen. So we decree and declare on today. Hallelujah. Victory in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord Jesus, hallelujah. We thank you for your shed blood on Calvary that redeems us of the curse of the law of sin and death. Amen. Hallelujah to your name, God. Oh, Father God, we come humbling ourselves on today, that we may be forgiven and delivered up from all that's not of you right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, my Lord, my God. And we just want to say thank you. Oh Lord, do a new work in us, oh God. Lord, we come to be changed on today, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, change and make us more like you, amen. Oh Lord, fill these your temples up with as much of kind of glory as possible. Lord, fill us with overflowing up, that one will see us up and perceive us of being men and women of God, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we call upon your help on today. Oh Lord, help us and those in our family, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, release your warring angels right now to war against any Father, we confess our sins, sins of omission, sins of commission. Amen. Oh, Lord, forgive us for all our sins, past and present, oh God, known and unknown sins. Lord, forgive us for all our transgressions and trespasses, oh God. Oh, Lord, purge us right now with hip hop, and we shall be cleansed. Oh, wash us up. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. We confess the sins of our fathers. Let grace and mercy prevail over us right now. We decree and declare we have a free passage from our prayer to ascend in the realm of the supernatural and will not be earthbound. We come into agreement with the Supreme Court of Heaven right now. And we are seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus. Therefore, we walk from this plane and realm. We decree and declare that the anointing of God breaks every yoke and opens up every portal and assign angels to reinforce us as we advance to new levels and new dimensions, new realms and new territory. And let there be a breakthrough in the heavens, though, today. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we just want to say thank you. We bless your holy name, Father God. For the Bible says in Nehemiah 1:11, Lord, let your ear be attentive to the prayer of your servant and to the prayer of your servant who delight in honoring your name. Please give success to your servant today and grant, hallelujah, him or her favor in the presence of his family. Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, we come asking, Heavenly Father, please grant us favor in our life, in our marriages, in our finances, hallelujah, right now, in our jobs, in our businesses, Lord God. Hallelujah. We just want to say thank you for your favor. For it's done like it, oh God. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, deliver us by your truth, for your word is truth. Forgive us of any misdemeanors, of misunderstanding, malice, carnality, rationalization, indifference, hard-heartedness. Heavenly Father, we decree and declare the evil one has no place in us. Amen. We decree and declare, hallelujah, our independence from all strongholds. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, and that, Lord, cleanse our mind from the watching of the word. With your water, creating us a clean heart and renew a right spirit within us. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of our heart be acceptable in my sight, O Lord, our strength and our redeem. Amen. Lord, we just want to say thank you for the God. As we decree and declare today that we're delivered in testimony, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, from every way and form of the enemy. Amen. O Lord, set a watch over our mouths and keep the doors of our lips up. Let no evil communication proceed from our lips up. Superimpose the fruits of the Spirit over the weakness of our temperament and the proclivities of our flesh. Hide us in your pavilion and your secret place, the Most High God. Lord, we just want to say thank you. Lord, lead us among the path of righteousness for your name's sake. And then we decree and declare that we have integrity and who the Son set free. We iterate this morning as free indeed in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we just want to say oh, thank you. We bless your holy name, Father God. Have your way, Holy Spirit, right now. Hallelujah. Have your way right now. Set us a fire, oh God. Set us a fire with your Holy Ghost. Set us a fire. Set us a power right now by my head. Lord, we just want to say thank you. We bless your holy name this morning, oh God. We decree and declare that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue that rises up against us in judgment, you shall condemn. We decree and declare Isaiah 54:14 that we're establishing righteousness and oppression is far from us. Amen. We decree and declare 2 Corinthians 10:4 that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God, of pulling down of strongholds. We decree and declare Ephesians 6:16. We take the shield of faith and we quench every fiery dart of the enemy. We take the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. And we use it against the enemy, amen. And all the forces of hell that tries to come into our life and the life of our family members and loved ones. We decree in the path that we redeem in the mighty name of Jesus Christ from sickness. We redeem from spiritual death. We overcome all because great is he that's in us and he that's in the world. We stand in the evil day having our loins girded about the truth. And we have the breastplate of righteousness. Our feet are shod with the gospel of peace. We take the shield of faith. We are covered with the heaven of salvation, and we use the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Amen. Lord, we just want to say thank you for our deliverance. Amen. Thank you for delivering our mothers. Thank you for delivering our children, oh God. All those in our family, oh God. We thank you that we can decree to have deliverance on today. We are delivered from the power of darkness and translated to the kingdom of God, dear Father. We tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall hurt us. Amen. We do not have the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. And we are blessed with spiritual blessings, heavenly places in Christ Jesus. We're healed by the stripes of Jesus. And hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank you, Father God. We thank you, Lord God, that we have favor with you, hallelujah, and with man. Amen. We decree in the past Psalm 1 and 12 and 3 that wealth and riches are in our houses. We're holy, our righteousness endures forever. We are satisfied with long life, and God will show us his salvation. We dwell in the secret place of the Most High God. Amen. And abide under the shadow of the Almighty God. No evil will befall us, no plague shall come near our dwelling. Amen. Our children are taught of the Lord in great and death peace. Hallelujah. We're stricken with mighty, hallelujah. We're strengthened with mighty, hallelujah, hallelujah, by the Holy Spirit, amen, in the inner man. We're rooted and grounded in love. We're bless our natural enemies and overcome evil with good, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we just want to say thank you. We decree in the power, we are the seed of Abraham through Jesus Christ, and we receive the blessing of Abraham. Lord, and bless us, and multiply us as the stars of the heavens and as the sand of the seashore. Let your showers of blessing be upon our life, amen. We tell you, Lord, turn every curse in our way into a blessing. Let your blessing make us rich and add no sorrow. Let all nations call us blessed, oh God, because you have blessed us. Amen. And we just want to say thank you. We decree in the past First Chronicles 10 and 16, we drink the cup of blessing. Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We bless your holy name, Father God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Have your way, Holy Ghost. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We receive right now by faith the rain and blessings from heaven upon our life in the name of Jesus Christ. We pray for angels to be released. Hallelujah, right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We pray for an open heaven, and we bind any demonic interference from the heavens in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Let the evil powers of heaven be shaken in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Of heaven. Let the heavens drop dew upon our lives. Amen. Bow the heavens and come down, O Lord. Let the heavens be open over our lives and let us see visions. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we just want to say thank you. I break off us right now. I break off all limitations on our life and restrictions placed on our life by any evil spirits. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, God. I break off all of the life of our children and family members and loved ones. Any limitations or restrictions are placed on our life by any evil spirits. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I bind and cast out all python and constricting spirits. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, oh Lord, we just want to say thank you. Lord, enlarge our hearts so we can run the way of your commandments. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord, enlarge our steps so we can receive your wealth and prosperity. We receive right now by faith deliverance and enlargement for our life. The Lord shall increase us more and more in our children. Amen. Let your kingdom and government increase my life, oh Lord. Let us increase the knowledge of God. Amen. And we just want to say thank you. We decree and declare right now the break has gone up before us and broken through every limitation and barrier of the enemy. Amen. Lord, you're the God of breakthrough. You have broken forth against our enemies. Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And we just want to say thank you, oh Lord, because you are our strength, that we can run through a troop and leap over a wall. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen. Lord, we just want to say thank you, Lord. And Father God, we release forgiveness on today as you have forgiven us. Oh Lord, forgive. We forgive any person who has ever hurt us, disappointed us, abandoned us, mistreated us, or rejected us in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We renounce all hatred, anger, resentment, revenge, retaliation, unforgiveness, and bitterness right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, my Lord, my God, we renounce all addictions to drugs, alcohol, or any legal or illegal substances that have bound us or those in our family. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we renounce all pride, haughtiness, arrogance, vanity, ego, disobedience, and rebellion. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we renounce all envy, jealousy, and covetousness. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we renounce all fear, unbelief, doubt. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we renounce all selfishness, self-will, self-pity, self-rejection, self-hatred, self-promotion. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we renounce all ungodly false patterns and belief systems. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, we just want to say thank you. We decree and declare that we're called in Christ. We have redemption in Christ. We reign in life by Christ Jesus. And we have eternal life through Christ Jesus. Hallelujah, life through Christ. Hallelujah. And Lord, we just want to say thank you that we're a new creation. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We can't thank you enough, Father. We can't thank you enough, oh Lord, but we do. Your kingdom come, oh God, right now. Your will be done in our lives. As we enter in on this morning, oh God, as a family, it's touching and agreeing, oh God. Your word says when there are two or more gathering, your name touching and agreeing, there you are in the midst. So we thank you for being in the midst right now. Lord, I thank you for the life, health, and strength of your daughter, Myrna Steen, and your daughter, Brenda Gale. Your daughter, Bonnie, your daughter, Vera, amen, hallelujah. Your daughter, Earlene, your daughter, Carol. Your daughter, Sharon Gordon. Your daughter, Connie, oh God. Your daughter, Liza Jane, oh God, hallelujah. Rosha Baba Shete. Your daughter, Classy, oh God, amen. Your daughter, Doretha, Lord God. And their children, oh God, our children, children's children, amen, amen. Oh Lord, all that's connected to us, our husbands, oh God, hallelujah. Your son, oh God, Hasha Baba Shete. Your son, Louis, oh God. Oh Lord, move your daughter, Kim, oh God. Move their life mighty, oh God, on today, oh God. Oh Lord, I ask that you be their strength, oh God. Strengthen them even more. Let them receive a supernatural strength, amen. Let them receive supernatural blessings, supernatural healing, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, oh Lord, help them, oh God. And Lord, I thank you for your ever-present help and your help that's on the way for your children. Oh Lord, let them receive long life, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, that your goodness, oh God, run them down and take them over, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, hallelujah, God. And Lord, I just want to say thank you. It's my prayer that they operate with your godly counsel and wisdom, oh God, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, I pray that you will order every last one of their steps. Amen. Hallelujah. And I just want to say thank you. I bless your holy name. Oh, Lord, fix that is broken and mended in our soul. Those of us that are taking any type of medication, Lord, I ask that you empower it and bless it, oh God, that it would do all that you intended it for to do. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, any medication, vitamin, herb, or supplement that we may be taking, of those that our family members or loved ones may be taking, oh God, Lord, I ask that you're blessing and empowering it right now. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, that it work together for the good. Amen. And Lord, I ask that you will notify and destroy any allergic reaction or adverse side effects of any kind, oh God, that hallelujah, from any medication, vitamin, herb, or supplement that we're taking, hallelujah, those in our family members are taking right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, my Lord, my God. And I just want to say thank you, Lord. Oh Lord, do a new thing in us right now, Father God. Do a new thing in those in our family, oh God, hallelujah. Yes, we pray, oh God, today for those in our family, let change come, amen. Let change come, oh God, divinely intervene right now and turn it all around for the good of our family, amen, and those that we love and concerned about. Your word says, Father God, yet while we're still praying, while we're still speaking, oh God, you're already answering. So we thank you for answered prayers right now, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you. We can't thank you enough, but yet still we thank you. We bless your holy name, Lord. Lord, we ask, oh God, that you use us on today, oh God, for your glory, for you get all the glory, all the praise and honor belongs to you. And we just want to say thank you as we enter in this morning, as we receive your word, oh God, open up our understanding of the scripture, oh God, that we may apply your word to our daily life and live a life that is upright and pleasing to thy sight, Lord. And we just want to say thank you. Father God, this day we pray for the leaders of our nation on today. We pray for the leaders of our nation to come to the light. Amen. We make supplication, prayer, and intercession and give thanks for all the people in our nation, for the leaders of our nation, that we may live a peaceful life in all godliness and honesty. Let our leaders be chosen and let them rule by the fear of the Lord. Amen. Let our leaders fall down before the Lord and let our nation serve him. Amen. Let the poor and needy people of our nation be delivered in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My Lord, my God. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Let the Lord rule over our nation. Amen. And let our nation be glad and rejoice in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, God. Let the wicked be cut down and withered as the green earth, oh Lord. Let all the people of our nation turn to the Lord and worship him. My Lord, my God. I decree in the past Psalm 24 and 1 that our nation is the Lord's and the fullness thereof and all that the world therein. Amen. Let all the idolaters of our nation be confound and let all the gods worship the true Lord our God. Amen. Let our nation praise the Lord for his merciful kindness and truth. Oh Lord, save our nation, oh Lord, and send prosperity. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen. My Lord, my God, we just want to say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord God. Lord, heal the land, oh God. Lord, I pray right now that the parched place in our nation will become a pool and every thirsty parched springs of water. I pray that the glory of the Lord will be revealed to our nation, that all the inhabitants will see it. Amen. Let the Lord bring righteousness and judgment to our nation. I ask the Lord to do a new thing in our nation by giving waters in the wilderness and streams in the desert. Let peace come into our nation like a river, Lord God. Let our nation be sprinkled by the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Let the children of our nation be taught of the Lord. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, we just want to say thank you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We can't thank you enough, Father God, for this day and this opportunity. Oh, Lord, we don't take anything for granted. We thank you, Lord God, for keeping us the way that you do. We thank you, Lord God, that you hear our prayers, not just hear our prayers, that you answer our prayers. So we thank you for answered prayers on today, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We thank you, Lord God, that peace has come and peace is still. We thank you, Lord God, for restoring the hope, restoring the joy in our life, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, for restoring our bodies, oh God, amen, and making all things new, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We decree and declare right now by faith we receive our healing, we receive our deliverance, we receive our breakthrough, amen, hallelujah, we receive it. Turn around in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you for, Lord. Father God, we ask in Jesus' name that we go out on today, of those in our family that are traveling, will be traveling. Lord, we pray for traveling grace and mercies right now. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, let us receive traveling grace and mercies to and from our destination. Let there be no mechanical failures, no breakdowns, no tickets, no pullovers, no accidents. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over every vehicle, form of transportation we may take on today. Every place we will go. Amen. Every road, every street, every highway, airway, seaway, building a place of everywhere our feet may tread, our head may lay, amen, every building we may enter into, hallelujah, and we decree and declare the blood of Jesus Christ covers us and protects us, and we thank you for, Lord, we bless your holy name, Father God, have your way, Lord, we love you, we thank you that you loved us first, we decree and declare that we are blessed, and we are going from glory to glory to glory. And wealth and riches are in our home, and we thank you for them. We decree and declare in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that we're the head and not the tail, on top and not beneath, and we don't owe anyone anything but to love them, for we are the righteous people of God, amen. Sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise, children of God, born again of an incorruptible seed of the Word of God, and Lord, we just want to say thank you as we receive it by faith, and we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail, and the promises of God and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwell in us all that believe. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray with thanksgiving. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Come on, let's give God some praise on this morning. Amen. Will you open up your mouth and thank God right now? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Once again, to give you praise, to give you
Thank you for keeping us all the time.
Some of us celebrated a birthday last week, and God has kept us. Good morning, family. Good morning. Hallelujah, God.
Praise God.
Come on, let's praise and praise and praise. Amen. Good morning.
Thank you.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Well,
how you been? How you doing on this Sunday?
Mighty God.
This is the seventh.
We are
in God is still.
Thank you, Father.
Amen. How many know God is still answering prayer? Amen. Hallelujah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yes.
Don't let the enemy fool you saying, oh, that's it. You ain't got enough, son.
Yes,
God
he
is
will.
Still
yes,
answering
he will.
Prayers.
God,
amen.
Lord.
The Bible tells the prayers
that
of the righteous avail much. Amen. So we come praying, not just for ourselves,
yes,
for those and our family and loved ones and all that
yes.
we're connected to. Amen. Amen.
Yes.
Glory to God. Welcome, family.
Praise
once again, welcome, welcome, welcome. We're back this Saturday morning. I'm so excited about it.
Amen.
We want to know how you're doing and how you've been. Hallelujah. Hey, Bernstein, God bless you. Welcome. How you doing and how you been?
Good morning to you this morning. I'm doing good. I'm thankful. I'm blessed every day. Living, and I'm thank the Lord Jesus Christ every day of my life. Bless his mighty holy name. Amen.
Yes, Lord. Amen. Hallelujah,
amen.
God. God bless you, Bernstein. We love you. Thank God for it. Always good to hear your voice on the line, I tell you. It is such a blessing.
Yes, Lord.
And I thank God for you. Hallelujah.
Thank
Hallelujah.
The Lord.
Cousin Brenda Kim, God bless you. Welcome. How are you doing this morning? How you been?
Let's see, Connie.
Is it Connie or Brenda Gale? I see two numbers here.
Good morning.
It's Brenda this morning. I'm at home this morning. Connie's with my mom this morning. Good morning, family.
Good morning.
Tawanika, God bless you
good
all.
Morning.
God keep you. We have had a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful week. Thank God. My mom is still eating good, still taking her medicine, still getting her up every day. I am so grateful to God for all of his blessings, all of his mercy, his grace.
Yes.
I thank him for my health and my strength. I want to thank God for my son, Karanja, that got a new job.
Yes.
From my godchild, Akilah, that got a new job.
Amen, yes.
And let them be happy with their new jobs and let their light shine all over the place. So to God be the glory. I'm just grateful this morning. I just thank God, to God be the glory, for answering our prayer.
Amen.
I do remember you saying, praying about them getting a new job, so we thank God for the testimony this morning. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen and amen. God bless you. God keep you. It's so good to hear your voice on the line this morning.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Cousin Bonnie and Abir, God bless y'all. Welcome. How you doing and how y'all been?
Doing good. Good morning. Say good morning, Mama. Good morning. We're doing good. We had a good week. And thank God for seeing a beautiful morning. Amen.
Yes. Amen. God bless you both. We love you. We thank God for it. It's so good to have y'all on the line.
Thank you.
I just love it. We're in position. Amen. Glory to God. God bless you. God keep you both. Amen. Cousin Lewis, I think this is your number. Is that you?
832-801-3383?
Yes. Good morning, family.
Good morning, Cousin Lewis.
Good morning. Thank you for your prayers for me and my family, my wife's family.
Amen.
My grandson. Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you, Lewis.
Yes.
Amen. God bless you. God keep you. We love you. Thank God for it. It's so good to have you on the line.
I love you all.
I'm going to get to know this number, too. So I'm like, I think that's Cousin Lewis. So I'm getting it.
Yeah.
God bless you. God keep you. We thank God for you, cousin. Hallelujah. Mama, God bless you. Welcome. How you doing this morning? How you been?
Good blessed morning. I had to go through the changes to unlock the phone. Good morning from Houston, Louisiana, and Indiana. I'm doing good because I'm here yet.
Amen. Hallelujah. God bless you, Mama. We love you. We thank God for you. So good to have you on the line this morning. Thank you, Lord.
I'm going to be on mute. I'm going to run to the errand run this morning, so I'll be listening. I'm being mute.
All right. Okay. Cousin Earlene, God bless you. Welcome. How you doing and how you been?
Oh, I'm doing good, been good.
Amen.
Just sitting thinking about God's amazing grace. Everybody's excited on the line. Because God is worthy to be praised. And I think about this, my mom is always saying, but I've been on this journey a long time, and I'm not tired yet. Because every day is always so exciting, you know? It's just a joy. Every day.
Oh, yes. Sweeter and sweeter with Jesus.
And I can relate to God. This song, Amazing Grace. I was blind, but now I can see. And especially the one says, it was God's grace that brought us safe thus far. And His grace is going to shut on home. Praise His holy forever.
Yes, Lord. Amen. God bless you.
Jesus, we are so blessed.
Amen. It
could go on and on, but I'm going to shut off so everybody else can get a chance. But, you know, it's just exciting to know. It's just nothing but so exciting. And I don't even have enough words to say about our Heavenly Father. He's an awesome God.
Thank you.
Amen. I'm finished.
Amen. God bless you. Yes, and yes. Thank you, Lord God. There's no word that can truly describe how amazing our Heavenly Father is and how wonderful. Hallelujah. God bless you. Thank you for sharing. We love you. We thank God for you. So always so good to have you on the line. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen and amen. Mama Sharon Gordon, God bless you. Welcome. How you doing and how you been?
Welcome. And truly, God is good.
Yes,
he is. Everyone on the phone this morning, it's just a blessing to see a new day that the Lord has woke us up by His grace.
Yes, Lord.
And we know it wasn't nothing but His
Lord.
Grace. And another thing, I thank the Lord for letting me be here today, because I know it was nothing but His grace. And I thank the Lord. And I know God is good.
Yes, Lord.
And I just trust in Him. Ain't no one else I can trust in but Him. And I just give y'all all the praise because God is good.
Yes,
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you,
Father. Amen. God bless you. I keep you, Mama Sharon. We love you. We thank God for you. Always good to have you on the line. Amen.
Praise God. Thank you, Jesus.
Cousin Connie, Auntie Ruthie, God bless you. Welcome. How y'all doing and how y'all been?
We doing wonderful. My mom is awake and sort of.
Amen.
She was eyes closed, but she woke up this morning in a right mind. So God is so
good.
God bless me. I took two trips these last two weekends, and He brought me full circle, and everything went well. No accident. I didn't even see nobody that had an accident. So it was awesome. And he filled up my Airbnb this weekend, and Malcolm got him a new job for the summer. He'll be out. He got him a job for when he graduates, and his old Toyota called him and want him to start working in February, just doing interns. So Malcolm loves money. So he know he blessed. So it's just God just so good.
My Lord.
Blessed family. So I'm doing wonderful. Thank God. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. God bless you. God keep you. keep you both. We love you. Thank God for you. Good to have you back on the line. It's such a blessing to hear you all, of course, and all the great testimonies. Amen.
Amen.
Most of all, that God has kept us.
Yes,
amen.
Yes.
Keep on keeping us. Amen. In such a way that only God can do it. So God bless you. God keep you. We love you. Cousin Connie, A.T. Ruth and May. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Ain't Eliza Jane, God bless you. Welcome back. How you doing and how you been?
Good morning, family. Good morning.
Good morning, Aunt Jane.
Good morning.
It's grace and mercy. It's brought
Amen.
Me this far. I made 84 last week.
Amen.
I'm thankful for that. And
oh, yes, Lord.
I'm doing good. And I was just sitting here thinking that we only have two cousins left. It's so good to have Lewis on the line on our mom's dad side. We only have two first cousins. That's Earlene and Lewis. So somebody knows somebody else, they can correct me.
Yes.
But Kim and I was talking about this, Lewis and Earlene are the only living first cousins that we have. We have lots of cousins, but those are the first cousins. And I thank God for that. If somebody knows some others, they can add them on. But Kim and I was talking about it. But I thank the Lord for this cool, pretty sunshine day that we have down here.
Yes, beautiful.
We haven't had no cool weather for such a long time.
Thank God.
We had some rain. We haven't had rain for a long time.
We had long, slow rain
that cooled us very long. And I'm thankful for that. So,
thank you, Lord.
I'm just happy this morning. And I thank the Lord for my health and strength. Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
Glory to God. We love you. Thank God for you. Happy belated birthday. We were singing without you, but we lift you up on last Saturday. So we just thank God for you that you're back on the line and we can hear from you and know that you're well. We love you so much.
Have a good time on my birthday.
Yeah,
my
love you.
Amen. God bless you. God keep you. Hey, Classy, God bless you. Welcome. How you doing and how you been?
Good morning, family. I thank God for waking me up this morning, closing my right mind, and I'm doing well. I'm asking for traveling grace. My daughter, Dolores, and I will be traveling this morning. So I'm asking for prayer. If I get cut off the line, you know why. I did get on that time enough to hear the prayer. Thank you. That was a wonderful prayer. I love you. Love you, family.
Oh, love you too. Glory to God. Amen. We thank you, Father God, in advance right now, Lord God, as your daughter going day four, God, as we have prayers of traveling race and races, oh God. Let it be for all, oh God. Let all receive and understand that it is done in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. So by faith, we decree the craft, traveling grace and mercy for your daughter, Classy, and her daughters. They go you there for, oh God, that you will go before them, oh Lord, preparing the way, making every crooked path straight, and hallelujah, smoothing out every rough patch along the way, uproot every way and plan of attack of the enemy. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, that they will not experience any such attack, oh God. And we just want to say thank you for your hedge of protection around them, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, that you're blessing them in their going and in their coming back, amen. And we can't thank you enough, but yet and still we thank you. Oh Lord, let them receive and have, oh God, experience the joy that only you can give, oh God, even as they go eat their food, oh God. Oh Lord, hallelujah, let them speak your word for the God as they go, oh God. Oh Lord, it's just you have called them to be a blessing, oh God, that they were blessed with their mouth, oh God, amen. Oh Lord, that they will speak with the boldness and the confidence and the power of the Holy Ghost. All that will hear, oh God, they need to be able to receive, oh God, those that need the healing, healing will spring forth, oh God, and those, oh God, hallelujah, that need help, oh God, they need to be able to receive, oh God, and understand with us that the Lord, amen. And we just want to say thank you right now for the God, for we know it's not about us, oh God, it's all about you and what you can do and how you can use us, oh God, for your glory. glory, amen. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God, in your blessing, Lord God. Bless your daughter, hallelujah, and all that she loves and concerned about. And, Lord, I pray that you will continue to be her strength, amen, and let peace be her portion all the days of her life and all of her children, Lord God, and all that she loves and all that's connected to her. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray with thanksgiving. To God be the
thank
glory.
You,
amen, yes. And amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. God bless
thank
you. God keep you. Amen, Pastor. We love you. We thank God for you. It's always good here on the line. Amen.
Yes.
Oh, God, we love you, Lord. Amen and amen. I'm so excited. I'm doing good this morning with a little bit of sleep. I tell you. So I thank God that I'm here, considering I went to bed at about 4 and woke up about 4. That means I laid down and woke right back up. Woke back up and I said, oh, Lord, will I be able to get up on the line? I didn't have no sleep. And I said, well, God, you know, and I just thank God for keeping me. I thank God for positioning me. I thank God for the calling, amen,
yes,
that's on my life. And not in my strength, but in the strength of the Lord that I come this morning, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ, that we all may be able to hear and receive what thus said the Lord. And I'm just a vessel that God flows through, and I'm just happy to be that vessel. Amen. So I just pray that you all will continue to pray for me and my family, that God will continue to use me. Amen. And let there be a refreshing of the anointing that's on my life. Amen. So God bless your family. Today our scripture, I won't be on the line too long. I do need to get my car repaired this morning. I need someone to look at, get my car kind of situated so I can drive out and take care of some business. So we're going to have scripture. And if you have any prayer requests, petition and prayer, we'll have that. And I'll pray it all together as I close out in prayer here. But if your prayer is already fulfilled, that means you've already received it by faith, it's already been prayed, and you believe it and you receive it, then just say amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We definitely want to lift up Cousin Shondanice. That I haven't seen her on the line lately, and Cousin Kim as well. Just pray that God, wherever they are, that God will continue to bless them and use them mighty, that God will be their strength. Amen. And we pray that they'll be restored and be back
I'm
on the line here to touch and agree here with us as a family. My niece Twan and my daughter Janelle are, we normally have, you know, the normals or the regulars on the line. So I always look forward to seeing them. If not, we definitely want to reach out to them and see if everything's okay. Amen. So God bless you. Our scripture today is coming from the book of Romans, chapter 8, verse 31 through 36. Hallelujah. I'm to 37 to 39. That's Romans, chapter 8, verse 31 through 39. And I'm coming from the New King James Version. Again, that's Romans, chapter 8. Verse 31 through 39. Amen. And I'll give us time to get there. Those of us that are going and have our Bibles, as we have scripture every Saturday morning, we thank God for the word. Amen. That we get to receive it on Saturday morning. Amen. Everyone look at my Aunt Sharon. Just remember, she hadn't been feeling well. Just praying for her healing in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Praying for my Aunt Bridget. Pray that they'll be on the line. Amen. That they'll come to the line. Understand? It is necessary. Amen. Especially us as mothers and fathers. And I believe all of us on the line are mothers and fathers, or have fathers or mother children, even if we didn't birth them. Amen. Hallelujah. The Bible says in Romans chapter 8, verse 31 through 39, what then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Verse 3 says, who shall bring a charge against God's elect? It is God who justifies. Verse 34 says, who is he who condemns? It is Christ who died and furthermore is also risen, who is even at the right hand of God, who also makes intercession for us. Verse 35 says, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword. Verse 36 says, as it is written, for your sake we are killed all day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Verse 37 said, yet in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. Verse 38 says, for I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present nor things to come, nor height nor depth, nor any other created thing shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Somebody say amen. Hallelujah. When we look at the scriptures this morning, we thank God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If God be for us, who can be against us? If God be for us, who can be against us? My Lord, my God, I thank you, Father God, that you are for us. Amen. Hallelujah. When we look at these scriptures here, do you ever think that because you aren't good enough for God, he will not save you? Do you ever feel as if salvation is for everyone else but you? And then these verses are especially for you. Amen. If God gave his son for you, he isn't going to hold back the gift of salvation. If Jesus gave his life for you, why would he turn around and condemn you? My Lord, my God, he will not withhold anything you need to live for him. The book of Romans is more than a theological explanation of God's redemption. And grace, it is a letter of comfort and confidence addressed to you. Amen. Apostle Paul says in verse 34 that Jesus is making intercession for us in heaven. God has acquitted us and has removed our sin and guilt. So it is Satan, not God, who accuses us. So, hallelujah. When he does, Jesus, our advocate, sits at God's right hand to present our case. Amen. Hallelujah. Come on, somebody say amen. My Lord, my God. When we look at these verses here, hallelujah, verse 35 and 39, these verses contain one of the most confident promises in all scripture. Believers have always had to face hardships in many forms, persecution, illness, imprisonment, and even death. These sometimes causes them to fear that they have been abandoned by Christ. But Apostle Paul explains that it is impossible to be separated from Christ. His death for us proves his unconquerable love. Nothing can separate us from Christ, a constant presence with us. Amen. God assures us of his great love so that we will feel totally secure in him. If we believe these amazing assurances, we will not be afraid of anything. Hallelujah. We ain't got to sit around and be in fear. We ain't got to worry about, oh, what man going to do with us, how they going to do this to us, and what's going to happen next. Amen. Hallelujah. As I wrap up here in scripture on this morning, as we look at verse 35 to 39, the scriptures, these words were written to a church that will soon undergo terrible persecution in just a few years. And Apostle Paul's hypothetical situation would turn into a painful reality. This passage reaffirms God's profound love for his people. Amen. No matter what happens to us or where we are, we can never be separated from his love. I say that again, we can never be separated from his love. Hallelujah. We have a lot to rejoice about even right now. Suffering should not drive us away from God, but help us to identify with him and allow his love to reach us and heal us. Amen. In the name of Jesus, my Lord, my God. Lord, we thank you for your word on today. Father God, I ask in Jesus' name that you add a blessing to the readers, the hearers, and most of all, the doers of your word. It is my prayer this morning that we be the doers of your word. And it's in Jesus Christ's mighty name. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, let's give God some praise right now. That everything that have breath, praise the Lord this morning. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen and amen. Glory to God. Yes. God bless you, family. At this time, if you have any prayer petition, I'll call your name. If not, just say amen. If your prayers have went forth, just say amen. Aunt Bernstein, God bless you. Go ahead.
Yes, my prayer petition is for my cousin Lewis Jones and Jerry McWright, all my sisters and brothers and nephews, nieces, for Doretha and for my children. everybody in the holy mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. We touch and agree right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Heavenly Father, we thank you for answering prayers for your daughter right now, oh God. By faith, oh God,
Amen.
I ask you to increase your faith even the more, Father God, to receive the miracle that's working in the life of all that you call by name today, oh God, because we come praying and we believe, oh God, that you've touched, that you've healed, that you've delivered, that you've set free, oh God, that you've made a way which seemed to be no way. Amen. That you've turned things around for the good of your children, that breakthrough has come in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We thank you, Father God, hallelujah, Lord Jesus, for your shed blood that covers each one of us, amen, and all that we pray for today and all that we love and concerned about in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And we just want to say thank you, and it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray with thanksgiving. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
God bless you and Bernie Singh. God keep you. Hallelujah, Lord. Amen. Yes. Cousin Brenda Kell, God bless you. Go ahead.
To God be the glory. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. God bless you. God keep you. Cousin Bonnie and Aunt Vera, God bless you. Go ahead.
Yes, I receive the prayers and I accept it. I would like to have a special prayer for my boss. He got some bad news on yesterday, so if you can pray for him. His name is Jason. Amen.
Jason. Hallelujah. Father God, we just want to say thank you, Lord. We thank you, Father God, right now for answering prayers concerning your son, Jason, oh God. Lord, we know that you're a God of all comfort, a God of all peace, oh Lord. We know you're God, a God that restores the hope to your children. So, Father God, we ask in Jesus' name, oh, Lord, for you know all things, for you're all seeing, all knowing, all hearing, everywhere, Lord. So, Lord, we ask in Jesus' name that you would just touch, oh, God, the life of your son, Jason, oh, Lord. And, Lord, do all that you can do, oh, God, and turn things around for us good, oh, God. Let your peace come, oh, God. Oh, Lord, comfort them right now, oh, God, on every side in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And, Father God, we ask that you just touch, oh, God, fix that is broken and mend the tear in his soul. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you as we decree and declare great testimony upon his life, oh, God, because we know that you're able to do all things but fail. And we thank you for it right now, God, that even right now as we call upon your name, lifting up your son, Jason, to you, Father God, that you would just move mighty in them, oh God. Oh Lord, Holy Spirit, overtake them right now. Amen. And let joy be restored. Let peace be restored in this life. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh Lord, be his strength, oh God, that he can keep on keeping on. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And we just want to say thank you. Oh Lord, bring him out of darkness, oh God, into your marvelous light, oh God, that he may tell you, receive in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And Lord, we just want to say thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
God. We bless your holy name. You. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray with thanksgiving. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank
God bless
you.
God keep you. We love you both. Amen.
Amen.
Cousin Lewis, God bless you. Go ahead.
Yeah. Thank you. I just want a special prayer for my wife, Beverly, and her sister, Anita June. She's going to the surgeon next week, and we need a prayer for her.
What's her name?
Anita June.
Anita?
Anita June Smith.
Amen, amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, we come lifting up your daughter, Anita June Smith, this day, oh God. Lord, with all faith, believing you, Father God, that you will send your angel to go before, Lord God, as she has surgery on next week, oh God, preparing the way. Oh, Lord, we pray that you will call forth the ordained doctors, oh God, and medical staff, oh God, to see about your daughter. And we cancel out every assignment of Satan and his agents, every wicked one that's in place in the medical system, oh God, right now. We cancel the assignment in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that they will not be able to see her, hallelujah, call her name or see her paperwork, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And we declare the victory was certain. We decree and declare she is well and healed. We decree and declare that she's delivered and set free in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We decree and declare great testimony, amen, that you've already done, oh God, that you've already touched and healed. You've already delivered and set her free in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We decree and declare that she's coming out in a wealthy place, amen, healed and made new, amen, whole, hallelujah, delivered and set free in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God.
Thank you.
Your holy name. Amen. And we just pray, oh God, your peace come over right now, knowing that it's already done, that you are with her, that your word says you'll never leave her nor forsake. Amen. Hallelujah. All she has to do is rest in you, oh God. Let her rest in you and know on today, oh God, that it's already done. Amen. Hallelujah. And we thank you for it, Lord. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray with thanksgiving. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
You.
God bless your cousin Lewis. We love you so much. Hiya. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Amen.
You.
Amen. Mama, God bless you. Go ahead. Mama, are you on the line? Are you muted? All right. She's out for air. We're going to keep going. Amen. Amen.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am.
Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
I'm in somewhere. I'm somewhere that's making a lot of noise. Amen. I'm going to put y'all back
Amen.
On you.
Amen. God bless you. Cousin Erlene, God bless you. Go ahead.
I accept the prayer. And, amen and thank God.
Amen.
Amen.
God bless you. Amen. So much, Cousin Erlene. Amen. Mama Sharon Gordon, God bless you. Go ahead.
I accept prayers in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And
Amen.
Keep doing what you're doing, Kaepernicka, because
Amen.
I pray for you and your family, because without
Thank
God,
you,
you can't do nothing. So we have to trust
Amen.
In God.
Amen.
Yes, Lord. Amen and amen. God bless you. God keep
amen.
You. We love you. Thank God for you. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Cousin,
glory to God.
Hallelujah. Cousin
hallelujah.
Connie and A.T. Richard, may God bless you. Go ahead.
Yes, I just want a special prayer for my bishop and his wife, Bishop Robert Cade and Pastor Betty Cade. He had a stroke and she has the dementia, so please pray for them.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus. Thank you.
Lord, have mercy.
Amen, amen. We touch and agree right now, Heavenly Father, as we come, lifting up your son and your daughter, God. And, Lord, we just ask in Jesus' name, oh, Lord, that you would heal, oh, God, that you deliver and set free, oh, God, for we know that you are a healer. But we know, oh, God, that you are a way-making God. Amen. You are a promise-keeping God. Amen. So, Lord, we come standing on your promise of yes and amen. And, Lord, we just pray right now that you would touch
yes.
Bishop, oh, God, Bishop Robert and his wife, Betty, oh, God. Oh, Lord, and just turn every situation around, oh, God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, release your healing virtue, your healing anointing, oh, God. Oh, Lord, let restoration come right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, restore the mind, oh, God, of the body, oh, God, of your son and daughter. Amen. Oh, Lord, hallelujah, heal
Lord,
every part of them. Amen. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Let restoration
thank
come
you.
To every organ, every cell, every ligament,
yes.
every muscle,
yes.
every tissue, every nerve, every bone
Lord.
In their bodies. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And, Lord, we just want to say thank you. We decree and declare victory over their life. We speak life and not death. Amen. We speak the blessing and
yes.
the favor of God upon their life right now. In the mighty name of Jesus of Christ of Nazareth.
Yes.
We decree and declare
yes.
victory on today. Amen. And Lord, we just
yes.
want to say thank you, Father.
Thank you, Lord God.
And it shall be no other way. We should not waver in our faith. Amen. We're going to wait and know, oh God, that you are still God that answers
yes.
prayers. Amen. And we just want to say thank you, oh God, that healing
thank
is still available. Amen. We decree and declare that they are healed
yes.
by the
yes.
blood of
and
Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we thank you for Lord. It's in
thank
Jesus Christ's holy name we pray with thanksgiving. To God be the glory. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory and hallelujah. God
thank
bless
you.
God keep you.
Thank you.
Kevin Connie. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
And Elijah, thank God bless you. Go ahead.
As I look around and see what's going on with other families. So this family is really blessed. And I
Amen.
Just want to thank Lord for that.
Yeah.
Us doing
yes,
as well as we are. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. God bless you. God keep you. We love you. We thank God for you. Hallelujah.
Thank
Amen.
You,
it is a blessing. It is a blessing,
yes.
I tell you, too. When you say that to be on this line with family every Saturday morning, even if we miss one Saturday, we're back in position. And even when we're not on the line, we know that prayers are still going forth in
yes.
the name of
yes.
Jesus Christ. We're covered by the blood of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. You know that somebody is praying for you. Amen. Whether you make it on Saturday or not, hallelujah, we'll still pray. My Lord, my God, God bless you. God keep you. Amen. Hallelujah. Yes. Cousin Tim, God bless you. Welcome. How you doing and how you been?
Amen. Glory to God. All is well. Thank you for the prayer. I just thank God for another morning for us to come together here as a family. It's just good to hear everyone's voice and hear that everyone is doing good. So I just thank God and to God be the best.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. God bless you. God keep you. I'm glad you made it to the line. We are praying for you. So we made it on. So we thank God. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. At this time, we're going to release the path. I'm going to pray, cover us in prayer as we leave our just prayer as a blessing on today. Just thanking God for all that God is doing, all that God has done and about to do in our lives. Amen. Trusting God for even the more. Amen. God is not finished. Amen. There's no end to God. He's from everlasting to everlasting. So don't ever think that it has come to an end with God. There's no end to our Heavenly Father. Amen. Hallelujah. So whatever it is that you're needing, amen, if it's again and again and again, guess what? God is able to supply it again and again and again. Hallelujah. Amen. So glory to God. Lord, we thank you this morning. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, Lord, we love you. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that you loved us first, oh God. We thank you, Father God, that you loved us so much. You send your only begotten Son, Jesus the Christ, our Lord and Savior, to pay the price for our sins. We can't thank you enough, Lord Jesus, for all that you've done and all that you're doing and all that you're about to do, because you came and you shed your blood for us. Amen. Hallelujah. Yet while we were still sinners. And we just want to say thank you for our deliverance as we surrender all over to you, withholding nothing, oh Lord. We ask, oh God, that you would just continue to do a mighty work in us. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father God, we come asking in Jesus' name that you will bless those in our family, oh God, and help them, oh God, those that are lost, oh God, that they will come to your marvelous light, oh God, that they will come out of darkness, amen, that they will not be deceived no more, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, they will not be tempted anymore by the, hallelujah, the conversation of people, the things of this world, oh God, oh Lord, but they will hunger after righteousness, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you as we decree and declare the blessings of Deuteronomy 28 on today. Lord, keep your covenant and mercy with those who love you and keep your commandments. Lord, you bless those who obey your voice and keep your commandments. Lord, we take hold of your covenant on today through your death and sacrifice. We choose life, which is blessing, amen. Let your blessing come upon us and overtake us and those in our family in the night and day of Jesus Christ. Let us be blessed in the city and blessed in the field. Let the fruit of our body be blessed and let all the fruit of our labor be blessed in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Let our basket and storehouse be blessed. Let us be blessed coming in and blessed going out. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, let the enemies of our soul flee before, hallelujah, us seven ways, oh God. Command your blessing upon our storehouse, hallelujah, and all we set our hands to do, and bless our land, oh God. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ. Oh Lord, establish us as a holy people upon you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Unto you in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Let all people see that we are called by your name. Amen. Make us plenteous and good. Amen. Open up to us your good treasures and let heaven's rain fall upon our lives and bless the work of our hand. Let us lend unto our nation and not borrow in the name of Jesus Christ, so that we owe no one, hallelujah, anyone anything. Amen. But to love them. Amen. Make us the head and not the tail. Let us be above only and not beneath. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, we just want to say thank you. Father God, I ask in Jesus' name. Lord, bless our bread and water and take sickness away from our lives. Lord, bless our food and protect us from all illnesses. Amen. Lord, bless our eyes and ears. Oh, Lord, let the body that you've created and given us be blessed. For we are fearfully and wonderfully made by you. Lord, bless our circulatory system. Hallelujah. God, speak to the blood, for we know life of the flesh is in the blood. That healing may come in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, let every organ be blessed and every part of our body function the way you intended it to function. Let our hearts be with the rhythm of life, oh God. Lord, you are Jehovah Shalom.
Shalom. Our peace, health, and prosperity. Amen. Lord, get Jehovah Shemaiah. Let your presence give us life. Hallelujah. And health in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we just want to say thank you. Lord, bless us with long life and show us your salvation. Amen. Lord, bless us with strength and let us not be feeble. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we just want to say thank you, Lord. Oh, Lord, let our hands and knees be confirmed and strong, oh, God. We will love you, Lord, our strength. Let your strength be made perfect in our weakness. We will not confess, Lord, hallelujah, we are weak, oh, God, but we are strong in you. And we just want to say thank you, Father God. We bless your holy name, Father. We bless your holy name, oh, God. Lord, renew our youth like the eagles, and let our flesh be fresher than a child's, and let us return to the days of our youth. Lord, we decree and declare we are blessed with Abraham because we believe the gospel. Let not our eyes become dim or our natural vigor diminish, oh Lord. Lord, bring health and a cure to every area of our life and give us the abundance of peace. Lord, let us prosper and be in health even as our soul prospers. Lord, you are the Son of Righteousness. Arise over our lives and those in our family with healing in your wings. Let our soul be healed through your mercy. And we just want to say thank you. Lord, you just send your word on today. We shall be healed and delivered from all destruction. Let our hearts be whole and bind up all our wounds. Amen. And we just want to say thank you. By faith, we receive it right now. And we decree and declare we are blessed. And we receive the blessing of the Lord that make it rich and add no sorrow. We thank you, Lord, it's you that have blessed us. And that you have blessed, we know that no man can curse. And that that you've cursed, no man can bless. So we thank you for blessing us. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your finished work. And we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things with fail. And the promises of God and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwells in us, all that believe. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray with thanksgiving. God be the glory. Amen and amen. Come on, let's give God some praise. Come on, let's just praise him. Amen. Just praise him right where you are right now. Amen. And be filled with the joy of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Oh, give us strength to keep on. Keep it on.
Thank you, Lord.
It don't look right, man. It don't sound good, but God is able.
Yes.
Give him praise on today and watch your breakthrough come. Amen. Hallelujah.
Thanks.
We serve a God of breakthrough. Amen. Hallelujah.
God
bless your family. God bless you. God keep you. At this time, if you have anything you'd like to say as we close out, please do so. If not, just say amen, and I will release the pastor's blessing. And again, I thank you all for joining me this morning. Hallelujah. Amen. Aunt Bernstein, God bless you. Go ahead.
I love you. Amen.
Amen. I love you too, Aunt Bernstein. God bless you. Cousin Brenda Gale, God bless you. Go ahead.
God bless you. God keep you. God bless your family. Bless your husband. All that concerns you. We love you and we thank God for you.
Amen. God bless you too.
Amen.
Your husband and
we
family.
Love you so much.
Love
we love
you.
You so much.
Thank God for you. Amen. Thank you. Thank you.
Amen.
Amen. Glory to God. Cousin Bonnie and Aunt Vera, God bless you. Go ahead.
God bless you. We love you. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Cousin Lewis, God bless you. Go ahead.
God bless you and enjoyed every Saturday that I'm on here. And just keep it up. God is good.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. God bless you. God keep you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. Mama, God bless you. Go ahead.
Amen. Was Sharon on here this morning?
No.
Oh, I called her wake up, but I wanted to lift her up in prayer. She's feeling a whole lot better. She ended up with COVID, so just lift her up.
Yes, we prayed for her already. We lift up, Mama. You probably didn't hear, but I did pray for her.
Amen.
Oh,
I said we did pray for her.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Amen.
Okay.
God bless you, Mama. Amen. Cousin Earlene, God bless you. Go ahead.
God bless you and thank you, love you, and bless
thank
you for just covering us so completely with your prayer.
Amen.
Praise
Amen.
God.
Amen. Praise God.
God.
Amen. 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 God bless you, Cousin Earlene. We love you.
It's awesome. Thank you so much. Amen.
Amen. Glory to God. God bless you. God keep you. Hallelujah, God. Amen. Mama Sharon, go ahead.
Yes.
God bless you. Go ahead.
God bless you. Keep the work up. Stay under the blood of Jesus because we have to have the blood of Jesus. Whatever we go through, we need that blood of Jesus. And just keep doing the job, Kaepernick. I love you. My sister always say I don't pronounce your name right, but all I'm going to say, you are a servant of God. So keep doing what you're doing. Amen.
Amen.
And bless
Hallelujah.
Your family. Pray for your family.
Amen. And I like the name you call me, so I'm all right with it.
All right, baby. That's right. You my daughter.
Amen. Amen. That's my name. That's the name you call me. That's all right with me. God bless you.
That's right.
I love you. I thank God for you. Hallelujah.
Love
baby.
You.
Thank you. Baby.
Hallelujah.
Love you too. Hallelujah. Cousin Connie, Auntie Ruth, and God bless you. Go ahead.
Yes, God bless you. Thank you for all that you do for all of us. God keep you and protect you and keep his love all around you so you just know that you are loved. We really thank God for you because you have really brought us together.
Amen.
We love you.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you. God bless you. We thank God for it all. It's so good always to hear from you on the line. Hallelujah, God. Thank
Hallelujah.
You, Jesus.
Glory
Amen.
To God.
Amen, Eliza Jane. God bless you. Go ahead.
Amen. God bless you.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you, too. Amen. Hey, Classy, line drop. So we're going to, Cousin Kim, God bless you. Go ahead.
Amen. Love you all.
Amen. Love you, too. God bless you. Love your family. At this time, I'm going to release the pastor's blessing. God bless you all. I'm just happy to be in position. I look forward to us getting back on the line next Saturday at the same time. So God bless you. Now may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you, giving you his peace. The Lord God of heaven, mend every broken heart that has been destroyed or wounded by yes. selfish behavior. Give us the heart yes. of God, willing to love our sister and our brothers yes. in Christ, even as God loved us, and the strength each day to constantly demonstrate that love so that when the world sees our relationships, they long to be in them rather than avoid them. Heavenly Father, build up our marriages and strengthen our homes. Help us to teach another generation God's picture, the perfect vision of love. Amen. We come before your throne and ask you to put a hedge of protection around our homes, around our marriages, around our children, and all that we love and concerned about. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray, we believe, we receive. To God be the glory. Amen and amen.
God be the glory. Amen. 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 Love you, family.
God bless you, family. I have a good day in the Lord.
Love you, love you, love you.
Oh, I want to see him.
Look
upon
his
face. Let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Here's all past, home at last, ever to rejoice.
I want to hear her say, well.
Give it back.
back to you. You gave me my husband, you know I love him. And now I'll give him back, so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally start breathing, yeah. King on the throne. Hold up, wait a minute. Gold streak, gold mansion. Just because I look gone with a passion. Can't get you when I get, but if you ask him, he'll give you that. How can you imagine living without all his grace? Sometimes I still get amazed. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Prayed you for all of my days. Until I finally stop breathing, yeah. Get there.